Well, Carlton are off to their best start to a season since 1996. So you thought, Kingy, be nice to get Wallsy on when they're actually going well, more so than requesting him when they're going poorly. Robert Wallsy is an Australian Football Hall of Famer, and he's a legend in the media as well. Wallsy, thank you so much for your time.
G'day, Kane. G'day, Kingy.
You don't get many requests when the Blues are going well, Wallsy.
I don't get many requests, full stop.
How's life? What are you up to?
Not much. I watch a fair bit of footy, and I take an interest in three teams, and obviously Carlton's one of them, Brisbane, and the Dockers, because my son, he works for the Dockers, has for a long time, and the pleasing thing is the three of them are all going along quite well.
We rang you when Dennis Pagan got the flick. We called you when Ratton got toasted. Mick Malthouse the same. And I think we've had you on speed dial for the last 5 or 6 years, Wallsy. How good is
it? You forgot Brendan Bolton and David Teague.
Well, I didn't want to mention him. I was giving him a morning off. But look, it is an amazing feeling to be a Carlton supporter right now with Vossi at the helm and just seeing performance and consistency through the course of 2022.
Well, I think that word consistency is the thing that stands out because over the last few years, we've seen them play some really good quarters and halves, but rarely a full game. And I think what Michael Voss has been able to do is just instill in them the need to play the game minute by minute and quarter by quarter and work their way all the way through. And look, as a result, we're seeing some very good football being played. The membership's up around the 80,000 and there's an air of confidence that hasn't been around the club for a long, long time. So it's terrific.
You're starting to get some calls from the fraternity, the Past Players Union, very strong, the old Carltonians.
Well, they are, and they're all feeling pretty good about it because when you think about it, I think it's, what was it, 1999 when you blokes knocked Carlton over in a grand final. It's been that long since they've been anywhere near it. So that's a long time. It's a couple of generations in football that they've been in the wilderness. And I think you need, you know, your Richmonds and your Carltons and your Collingwoods being up there to have a really strong, vibrant AFL scene. And I think a lot of people are pleased that the Blues... And the thing that I think's really good about them is... There's an upside, even though they're playing pretty well, there's an upside to most of their players. They're quite young, and I have a feeling that, you know, the next 5 years they'll be in the top half of the ladder, and, you know, with a bit of luck, they could pinch one, so who knows?
Who was the best captain that you coached, Wallsy? Like, who was the one that stands out in the second part?
Stephen Kernaghan stands out straight away. Well, one, he was a really good player. He was courageous, but the most important thing was he knew about everybody, not only in the team, but you know, in the club. Like, he took the time to get to know everyone, make them feel important, and as a result, he was just highly respected, but trained really hard. And I've said this several times, he's the best person I've ever met in football.
Wow. Jesus. So the reason I ask is because I've been blown away by Patrick Cripps. Now, I've been a critic of his for the last couple of years and maybe his lack of impact on games, but his captaincy and his performance this year has blown me away. What are you seeing with Cripps?
Look, I think you're right, Kane. He's a wonderful player. We know that. I think the downside was his defensive game, but he was playing in a team that got beaten, you know, 80% of the time. And I think he just felt that he had to do everything and had to be the match winner. He doesn't have to do that now because, you know, Hewitt and Chera have stepped into the team. Kennedy has become a much improved player, strong body, wins the hard ball. And I just think that Patrick now realises, well, he's got a lot of good teammates around him and he doesn't have to... doesn't have to do the lot, but look, his passion is Carlton. I spent a bit of time there 3 years ago and saw firsthand how he approaches the game, how he has a real love for the club, and he's had offers over the last few years to go elsewhere, and he's always knocked them back because, and he's always said this, nothing would give him more pleasure than to see Carlton be successful.
Just to steer away from Carlton fractionally, Walls, you've been involved in putting together, or not putting together, been part of coaching panels to work out who the next coach is for certain teams along the journey. I know you famously came up with Ross Lyon as a bit of a lateral selection at that stage for St Kilda. What's the most important information you can gather from a prospective coach in an interview forum when he's sitting in front of five or six potential employers?
Well, one of the things would be his knowledge of the club that, you know, he's being interviewed to coach. You'd like to think that he's had a thorough investigation of you know, the personalities of the people behind the scenes, what the club wants, and certainly the players. And I reckon the other thing is, you know, his interest in recruitment, because no matter how good a coach you are, if you haven't got the talent coming through, you will struggle. But also game plan, I think that's really important. What their priorities are as regards being an attacking coach, defensive coach, and also are they prepared to give power to assistants? And I think that's one of the things that Michael Voss has done. He has got a really good team of fresh assistants led by Ash Hansen from the Bulldogs. So I think you've got to realise that you can't just do it all by yourself.
Walsy, you were famous for bringing the big baseball bat out on the couch and talking footy back in the day, and were probably a pioneer in a lot of ways for that special comments type opinion, the hard-hitting opinion. Where do you see Kane Corns' trajectory at the moment in terms of taking over from the Robert Walls style?
Well, let me say this. I reckon his baseball bat is bigger than the one I have.
No way. No. And, it hasn't hit as many homers.
And let me say this. I'm very pleased because he calls it as he sees it, and there's not a lot who do that. And if you call it as you see it, you immediately will upset 50% of the people. 50% will agree with you, 50% won't. But ultimately, 100% will respect that at least you're giving an honest opinion. You may not be right all the time, but at least they know that you know you're giving it as you see it. And you, Kingy, I worry about you. If that computer of yours goes down, you're
done. I love it. I love it. Hey, nice. Walsy, it'd be remiss of us not to ask you your favourite or your best Indigenous player that you coached over the journey.
Look, I coached a lot of the Indigenous boys, particularly when I was at Brisbane. And the standout is Michael Magic McLean. And Magic came to Brisbane when I started up there in 91. And we were, you know, really struggling. And he won a couple of best and fairest. He looked after a lot of the young Indigenous boys, like a Darryl White, who came into the side and, you know, set them up to become 300-game players and premiership players. But just a magnificent human being. And we text each other now and again. He's up in Darwin, and he was a wonderful player, and he cared. I guess that's the thing. He cared for his teammates, and he played with injuries that a lot of players wouldn't have. So I just think he's just the best Indigenous player that I coached by a long, long way, and a magnificent human being.
Awesome, awesome. Look, I'm a bit taken aback, Cornsy. It was my idea to get Walsy on because Carlton are going well and be positive, and he's pulled the baseball bat out again and whacked me. Well, how did that work?
We love it, Walsy. We love it. We love the fact that Carlton is strong again, and we appreciate your time. You are as sharp as ever. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Good on you, boys.
On you, mate.
Robert Walls. How
he's
good.
A star, I love him.
I did a game with Rex Hunt and Robert Walls very early on in my, after I'd finished playing and walked into commentary. And Rex said, son, if you want to have a long career in the media, look at the bloke sitting next to you and call it like he calls it.
He had a mannerism. Do you know what it was?
No.
Before he was going to clip someone, he'd clear his throat again. And you just knew. As soon as that happened, someone was going to pay.